Hi there. This is your mimesis feedback. If you have questions at the end, please let me know. You can send me an email, tweet me, or we can talk about it in class. I'm going to start by reading your work out loud and giving you some verbal feedback as I go. I will also be taking some notes, and you can refer to those notes as you listen to the feedback. Just desserts. Clarence McSvelte was a man of stupendous proportions, both in body and mind. I love that first line. It is wonderful. It grabs my attention. The name is hilarious and very Flannery O'Connor. And in fact, I may even tweet this first line here in a minute. That was just delightful. When he spoke, which he often did, everyone around knew that he was speaking, and they knew what he was speaking about. Okay, that's a little bit clumsy. I'm going to write down a suggestion for how you might clean that up a little. Sometimes when the conversation became particularly fiery, his magnificent chins would wobble violently, as if they were as passionate on the topic as their possessor. I like that word choice. The word fiery draws to mind a very vivid picture in my mind, and the fact that he not only has a chin, but he has chins, plural, and that they are magnificent, and that they wobble, but not only do they wobble, but they wobble violently. The imagery is just popping off of the page. Lovely. He spent his Sunday mornings at church, sometimes handing out pamphlets on the main street of his small town after service. These were fiery pamphlets that spoke his truths boldly, just as he did. They scared the reader into submitting to God's will. Clarence himself had only read them once, an activity that he had not enjoyed, though he would never admit to being scared. All right, the fact that you've drawn in the evangelical religious activity here is very Flannery-esque. I can tell that you are nodding to Flannery in this paper already. I did notice that you used the word fiery again, and while that is a magnificent word choice, I would suggest that you mix it up a little, find another word. The whole town knew that Clarence handed out these pamphlets. They also knew that on any day that wasn't the Sabbath, he could often be found at one of the local cafes, gorging himself. He would order huge amounts of food, one course at a time. Once he finished one meal, he would lean back in his straining chair, nice use of personification there, with a smug look on his face, waiting for a waitress to come and place his next order. His chins were bared proudly as a turkey would display its gobbler, and the chair would creak loudly. I have the feeling that Clarence's chins are almost taking on a life of their own. It's almost as if they're another character in your story. After filling himself, he would drive out of his town to a bar in the beating heart of the nearest city. Here, he would sit on an ailing bar stool, too full to become drunk easily, but too deep in his glass to be completely sober.